Welcome to the
good stuff.
4 a.m. and 8 a.m. or something like that, and like wipe everything down. And it's like, oh, just
Giff, come on,
just close.
I'm sick of wiping everything down. Like, can't we just let
what have you been wiping down?
Well, I don't, nothing really.
But everyone's just wiping everything.
It's the idea of wiping, like,
and watching other people do it and knowing it's happening.
It's
it
like
is
instead
tough.
Of like improving your immune, it's like make the world out of bouncy castles so you don't have a car crash or whatever.
Oh, you're saying we're all snowflakes? Is that what you're saying?
Mate.
Yeah.
You're doing, you can't, there's the thing, you're doing the bit about the, like the thing on the sides of the trampolines, and yeah. I didn't have that as a kid, but with a fucking pandemic that was international.
You start reading too much Australian, you do it ironically at the start, and then you're exactly. like, yeah, I need to. Yeah.
It's so funny because
all your bits are fucking Daily Telegraph headlines, mate. The but world it, is in a slippery dip.
It's so my funny because you got like, almost got bashed the other day.
Yeah, yeah. It turns out getting disrespected is an essential service for me. For them, I don't know.
It's just no matter what happened. You still got disrespected during the
during
pandemic.
Quarantine.
What happened? You were telling me about it.
Once.
Sorry?
What happened?
Oh, I just, it always happens to do with Woolworths. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you I've have, always, you had scuffles in there.
I'm triggered by the fresh food aisle. No, but yeah, like, and it's the, like, it's the second time within this last financial year that.
Which is what we all measure things by.
That's you know, the timeline in which I measure my disrespect. I do my taxes in the regular year.
I do tax. Like, I remember having a lunch with that guy. Yeah, he was rude. But like this one time I got disrespected inside the Woolworths, this time outside. Although this was not so much disrespect as like sort of more like a Glaswegian council estate vibe.
Well, the Woolworths.
Oh, no, like outside.
The Woolworths. Okay.
You know, like that whole like council estate vibe where there's like glasses getting smashed and like car alarms going off. You know, like those weird UK movies.
Yeah, totally.
Like where it's like,
I, yeah, you're just yeah, going. Yeah, because I've never like, been to Glasgow, but like, yeah, I know the vibe that
I
you're
feel bad
about.
For not in Glasgow, but like that weird.
You're
like,
just saying.
No, they show off about it though. All the Glaswegian yeah. comedians and stuff, they're like, it's so hard. You wouldn't.
But it's been gentrified like crazy.
Oh, has it?
It's quite a cool place.
They don't yell that at you.
But those weird.
It's cool,
like,
we should visit. Yeah. Tourism's booming. It's booming, there's lads.
We've taken deserted areas and renovated them.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Great parkland.
We've actually invested more in the police force so they cut down on violence.
That's a posh English.
It's very posh. That's what it's like now after gentrification.
I've been, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah,
that's like I've been fuck
yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, that's better. Oh,
that was good,
fuck,
man.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, fuck you. Yeah, fucking
move it, mate. You fucking ah.
They say,
hey,
what? Because it's we say water with like a D instead of the T, and they say it with the D as well. But then it's like double A, so it's like water, water, as in water,
water,
water. Water. Oh no, they don't say it. They
don't
go
say
water.
T, they say H.
You drinking water.
Water? Water?
No, but that's
why
water is like that would be northern English. I don't know.
Me main man.
Tell you what, it's water, but it doesn't have fluoride in it. That's in why it. Your teeth look fucked.
Fucking, why'd you talk to Sarah like that?
Yeah, but like that kind of.
This is now you're imagining getting disrespected in other places that you have you been
look at me
before.
Like that.
How yeah, often no, do you get disrespected?
I reckon, like now that I'm out and about, it's a bit more.
It's gone up.
Can I cycle back to another disrespect that you were talking about before we started recording, which was you being kicked out of your own home or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, yeah, that woman. There was a woman in your house.
She said, go to bed.
In your own.
And this was a guest in your
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah. She
told
said,
you to go to bed.
Because she said, do you prefer Cambridge or Oxford?
And these are the kind of the Australian conversations you're having in your household.
These are the kind of oligarch kitchen.
And did you know there was like a weight on the answer to this question?
I had no idea. And I'm not interested in quizzes. Do you know what I mean? Like you know, it's like people get too into them and they get like emotional and stuff. I'm like, I don't care.
But this isn't a quiz. This is asking your opinion.
It's your personal preference.
It's a quiz, I guess.
That would be a great quiz if like the Good Weekend quiz was like first one, favorite color. You're like, oh, I don't mind this.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, dark yellow.
Go to your room.
The quiz is like, fuck you.
And so you get it wrong.
I said I didn't even care. I just said Cambridge.
Well, why would you care? Why was she asking? She's
got anyone care she's unless you went to one of those schools.
Well, she's from Oxford, so she said Oxford. And then I was like, oh, Yeah, like I was like, yeah, they're all whatever. They're both. I love it. Whatever. They're all good. You know.
How did she say Oxford? Because that's kind of funny to get it wrong.
Oxford.
Did you know Oxford? Did you know she was involved with Oxford?
I think I did.
And you said Cambridge anyway, as a bit of a troll.
Oh, you trolled her, yeah.
No, I was not trolling.
It sounds like you were trolling for sure.
No, I said that too angry, but no.
Yeah. I was not trolling. Big Red was not, I mean, Ratty was not trolling.
No, I honestly just wasn't feeling enough pizzazz to troll.
Totally.
Like, you've got to have
some. So you just picked
kind of
one randomly and then realised that she had an association with the other.
Yeah, I was just like, but I was like, also like, I think I was sort of like tired and, you know, you just want
to
like kind of.
You know when you're not in the mood to, in your own home, be quizzed on whether which is better, Oxford or Cambridge University. It's like.
And you can't be bothered trolling.
As you said, Cambridge, did you realise you'd stuffed up?
No, I didn't even know that it would have an emotional thing. In fact, I thought that an English people would love both or whatever.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're, but, like, let's just celebrate whatever.
You didn't realise it was a Man United, Man City situation.
Yeah, I didn't know it was, like...
There's a rivalry.
The Rangers versus the... What's that, Glasgow?
Celtics.
Thing? Yeah, I didn't know it was, like, Rangers versus Celtics.
I thought you knew everything.
You're obsessed about Glasgow.
What do the Cambridge-Oxford... What are their disputes? They hit each other.
They do the rowing down the...
Rowing's huge.
Rowing thing.
They have a big rowing competition.
And improv, isn't it, as well?
Well, can I say, I like Cambridge more as well. Mainly because I met one girl who did you hear that?
I heard that.
Shot?
Was that a gun?
Was that a gunshot?
Do you reckon
no.
If that's a gunshot, do you reckon they would kill us for doing a podcast?
Or no, they'd be like...
I think they'd spare us.
I think they'd say, play us what you've recorded so far, and exactly. Then we'll decide whether you
imagine
live.
Imagine sitting here having to play it back to a crazed man with an Uzi.
That's what
and,
American
hoping
an Uzi. That's so funny.
I don't know.
An Uzi. So just to, sorry, so just to get back. So she's, you said Cambridge. She's been like, it's Oxford.
Yeah.
The correct, I'm sorry, you're the weakest link.
Goodbye.
Oxford. And then she said, go to your room.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's like some like cheeky like sort of thing where it's like, go to your room, speak to the hand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how did she say it?
Go to your room.
Go to your room.
Go to your room.
Ooh.
And I feel like you went to your room.
I did, but I was going anyway. You know when you're like, I'm going there anyway. Fuck you. Like, it's not to do with you.
You know when you're like, no, I don't know what it's like. Where people in my house are telling me to go to my room, but you're going anyway. You're like trying to do a meme. Like, you know that feel when you're going to your room, but the guests are telling you to go.
You know when you get them feels and you just want to stay in the living room.
But you go because you've said the wrong university.
Yeah, because I don't know. Well, I know it. But yeah.
Oh, man, it's like the footlights in here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. No, English people can burn. But yeah. There's a pomposity to the accent.
There's a pomposity to asking anyone that isn't involved the question. I do like Cambridge more, though, because...
You have an opinion.
Well, it's a bit more Harry Potter, maybe.
They're, first of all, Oxford is like a bit more harsh, like the name of it.
Oxford.
And Cambridge has the footlights, which is the only thing I know about either
which
of them.
Which is your Hugh Laurie's, like, your Stephen Fry's.
It's a bit involved with comedy in my mind, whereas Oxford, it seems more like posh and humorless, you know?
Oh.
Cambridge has more interesting alumni too.
Mm.
Like it's got...
You just hear about them more.
Yeah, it's got more of your like mathematician like...
Well, you're a math man.
Yeah, it's got more of your G.H. Hardy's, your Ramanujan.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, all names.
Nice, better.
You get your little, your art house... More, it's like more art house graduates than Oxford.
Art house math people?
Just art, yeah, like art house math people, art house like other disciplines.
Totally. It's
cooler.
Don't
you reckon? It's a bit cooler. It's a bit like Oxford's a bit more like mainstream and then Cambridge, ooh.
Totally.
Right. Like okay.
You could ask a kid probably and most certainly know about Oxford or
something. Why didn't you say this back to her when you got it wrong?
He was in his room. She couldn't hear him.
I was too busy dealing with the cortisol flow outbreak of stress hormone.
Did you then sit on your bed and just think, what happened then?
Yeah. I ruminated for 4 hours.
You did ruminate?
I was up till 5 ruminating.
You're in your room, but I wasn't sleeping.
Do you ever ruminate for just until 5 in the morning?
Not till 5, but I'll give it it's the next day that'll get me.
See, the other disrespect, I didn't ruminate at all because I was so happy with how it went.
So what happened? You're in Woolworths.
Oh, but the Moors, yeah, that one when I was walking and I saw this Glasgow, like, fucking car.
We're back in Glasgow again.
We're back in Glasgow. Like, fucking. Get down. But yeah.
Where is it, Marrickville? Is that where you were? No. You're Marrickville.
Somehow, Glasgow has come under fire for the vibe.
Marrickville on a Metro. Thursday
night in Marrickville in Sydney, Australia.
Marrickville makes Minnesota look like a playpen. But yeah. It's child's play.
Red like, lives matter.
Big Red's lives matters. But yeah, and I was listening to a podcast, but as I saw the mayhem.
What podcast?
It was...
Rogan.
No, not Rogan. It was something sort of more...
Marin.
I wish it was Marin.
Okay.
Because as you said, it would be funny.
This is my joke I said to you. It'd be funny... What was it? To get beaten up whilst
to
listening...
To get kicked in the dick listening to Marin.
To get beaten up whilst listening to Marc Maron. To get kicked in the dick while in your head he's like airing out a grievance with someone.
Are we cool? Are we good?
We cool?
Yeah, you're like, fuck.
Like my dick hurts.
Just got kicked in the dick.
My Hollywood neighbour doesn't respect my cat enough. As you're getting stabbed.
Yeah. I'm getting bloody king hit in the perineum. But yeah, so like... Yeah, and so I did pause the podcast once I saw the mayhem.
So you're wandering along. You see Glasgow-esque violence happening? What, smashing glasses?
I'm thinking like there's a bin on fire. They're gathered around it.
Not a bin on fire. No fires.
Singing sea shanties?
Oh, that's not bad.
There was no singing. There was...
Those gloves with the fingers through the front of them?
Oh,
yeah.
Joe Pesci in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That kind of stuff, like hoodlums running loose kind of stuff.
So they're smashing bottles.
Yeah, they're spitting at this dude. And the spit is what I'm scared of.
So they're spitting at a random or at each other?
That's the thing. I can't work out if this guy's a random or a long-term enemy.
Mm.
Do you know what
but
I mean?
You know it's not a mate.
Not a mate.
Not a friend.
Mm.
The not spit there was the spit had more to it.
You don't spit at a mate, even if it's gone sour.
That is true, yeah.
Even as part of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was at the heights of COVID.
Yeah. I mean,
spitting was even more frowned upon.
Well, yeah. I mean, like spitting is. I think it's like a weapon, eh? Like
totally.
It's like weaponizing your mouth.
Mm. In the best way possible.
And like, especially these guys, because they were so loose. I was like, these guys would be super spreaders because they're so hectic. They're probably just floating around.
You're like, these guys are fucked.
Yeah.
So everything about these guys you hate.
What are the best ways to disrespect with a mouth? I think we've got speaking, so like, fuck you. That's pretty disrespectful. Then we've got spitting. Spitting's pretty huge.
Wet willy.
Then we've got wet willy. Oh, yeah, okay.
I remember getting a few of those at school and being furious.
It's super disrespectful.
Bowl's finger. Maybe just mouth.
What's the one where you just lick an ear?
Tongue out, maybe.
Oh,
but
that's
like for
children. Yeah,
you know that.
But if you're a child. That would hurt you. If you're three or four, someone sticks their tongue out at you, you'd be like, I'll kill that cunt.
Maybe tongue out leads to spitting.
I certainly wasn't going to put my tongue out at these guys. Well, I had all this like...
Let's go fucks.
I had all these like, I would call like weak-ass groceries, like... Do you know what I mean?
Like, so you reckon there's certain groceries that no one will fuck with you if you're walking through?
Yeah. If you just had like baked beans, spaghetti cans,
Coke.
Yeah, 2.5 liter Coke, cigarettes, and like
and just how to bash a cunt for
like
idiots.
And a meter thing of salami. Yeah. No one would fuck with you.
Totally. If you had like a lot of like cheap meats,
man, totally. No one would even come near you.
A big Coke. Bunch of durries. I reckon you're safe.
Dude, so what are we talking? We're talking
stone
kombucha.
Fruits and hummus.
Dude, like if he looked you're in, asking to be beaten up.
I wanted to beat myself.
There was a kid
I hated myself.
A kid at my primary school every day. He was a big bully. All he would bring to school was a backpack and you'd open up and it would have 2 1.25 litre Cokes in his backpack. No books. He was the scariest kid.
Is that much?
Pardon?
Is that what his parents think lunch is?
I don't think his parents knew what was going on. I don't think they cared.
Because the worst, like, most disadvantaged, the most, like, hectic children would have the best lunches.
Because they'd just be given money.
Yeah, they'd have, like, a breaker and, like, a chocolate sandwich. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they just had free reign at home. Because
Yeah, totally.
Well, I used to do, I did a bit about this in a few shows ago. When my parents got divorced, my dad didn't know how to be a parent at all. And he just gave me $25 a day for lunch. And at like 13, it was,
I was absolutely a millionaire.
Mental numbers, 25.
You want to be a millionaire?
You could get a good lunch for four.
He, I don't know what prices he thought the canteen were operating at. Exactly. Like, he'd probably been to the airport one day and been like, fuck, it's a bit expensive
you
here.
Reckon?
It's probably the same at a school, closed market. I guess they can't go elsewhere.
Exactly. He's it's so busy similar traveling. To the airport.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's good.
I could airport. Get. A, I was getting a pie for 60 cents.
Exactly. No one's want. No one wants to shit here.
He's on, like, everyone's George Clooney up in the air prices.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, and he's like, that's what tuck shops are as well. Like, he can't see beyond his world of jet setting.
Totally.
It's probably $25 for a sandwich, yeah.
God, comparing my dad to George Clooney and up in the air is so funny. Couldn't be, like, not.
Different blokes?
I don't think my dad's ever got on a plane in his life. Anyway, so you've got the hummus.
Well, I've got, luckily, I'm like, I hope they don't look at it. Like, do you know what I mean? Imagine if they took each item out and analysed it.
Flip side, if you're like, boys, I've got some hummus here. Anyone want a bit?
Exactly.
That could have won them over.
I mean, it's a party, you kind of little dip.
Everyone
That's
loves
so
hummus.
Funny that I would be buffet. Worried about violence being done upon me, but you're worried about the pussiness of your groceries being exposed.
Man, I think about that all the time. Like, I feel like I dress like nothing, but there is places if I went... Like in the country or whatever, if people would be like, who's this like posh piece of shit? Because I think I look haggard in the suburb I live in.
Totally.
But people would beat me up for being posh, I reckon, if I was in like deep country areas.
So then you've just got to buy specific groceries to be able to show them. So That's in the same way that people
cheap
buy
meats. Cheap meats certain, are the way.
Certain goods Reduced to kind meats. Of get away with condoms. You think you've got to buy specific goods to get away with poshness.
Yeah.
So for every... mango nectar, you've got to get a microwave popcorn.
Not even microwave popcorn, because that is so. I'd be like no name mints, and the Coles brand pasta.
Coles brand pasta,
To be like I'm like making because I'm making pasta and mints for $3.
Yeah, okay.
And then people
so
aren't going to
all
look
about money.
I would say a lot of it's money and bad health choices.
Yeah, if you've got like Coles brand, like cheap, and it's got like no like flora on it, no like. Yep. What do you call that stuff? Logos and
totally. Yeah. So you're saying if it's black and gold, you're getting a black eye.
No, you're not getting
a black eye.
You're getting a pat on the back and good.
You're
on
getting that. A, but get out of here, buddy.
Oh, sorry. I meant from the person who's has the black gold, they're giving the black eye.
Yeah,
but that's just me.
Are you saying so? If then Rathy's not going to punch the. You're saying if Rathy's got it, he could then punch. Wait, what?
I'm saying the tougher. So if it's black and gold, then it's tough. So you're getting a black eye. Now I'm just justifying.
Oh, this is. Are you saying this is?
Oh, like I'm getting a black eye.
You saying that should be black and gold slogan? Buy us and give someone a black eye.
Exactly. You're gonna win gold at the fucking a guy up Olympics. Oh, his eyes gonna be black.
Yeah, you want like frozen pies with no brand on them. Like,
Woolworths, that is the guy to bash.
That is the scariest meal. The no-name pies.
Savings pies.
Because I've popped in and bought a few frozen pies in my life. I'll get maybe the 4 and 20s or like the – there's like a fancier one. But the no-name one, it's like who – and the 4 and 20 ones suck, by the way. Like I can't imagine how bad those ones are.
Well, you're not getting a beating if you've got them.
But we could throw them like a discus at people.
I reckon we can do better. What about like 11 staplers? You know what I mean?
That might be like he's such a weirdo.
He's we'll a fucking psycho,
let that guy out of here.
You know
or they'd be like, who's this office poof? And then
an office guy.
They might let a fruitcake off the
people office. Keep stealing my staplers. Let's bash him. Well, he doesn't like to share and he works in an office.
Well, that's when I almost got into the fight at the other Woolworths. I had like 7 Pellegrinos. 7 like
dude, that's you're asking to die. Because they're individual as well. They're probably more annoyed at your finances. They're like, dude, buy a soda stream.
He accused me of working in the city. That's what he did. That's how it started.
You bought 7 Pellegrinos and that's all you were buying?
Or like there was some other bullshit too.
Some hummus.
Some organic.
Dude, I do that all the time.
All Pellegrino. We're not even
halfway. Glass, glass bottle?
Glass bottle.
Oh, fuck.
Because you want to reduce plastics.
Rathy. He would have killed you.
He would have killed me.
He would have absolutely killed you. With the bottles.
This is why they invented the self-service checkout, by the way. You think it's to...
I'm listening to Ira Glass.
So they don't have to pay.
Yeah.
With your own Pellegrino.
NPR.
Yeah. You're like, fuck, I know there's nine of them as well. This isn't going
to
end quickly.
Yeah, after the second one, you're like, this has got a long way to go.
Oh, no.
That's how that started, I reckon. I reckon it was class warfare.
Absolutely. If he said that you work in the city and you were buying, how many? Seven?
I said I didn't. Then he said, "Do you play an instrument?" And I said, "No." And he's like, "I thought you didn't. I'm in a band and I fucking love it." Like, it's so weird.
What?
I was gonna get bashed by a muso.
What did he play?
Yeah, what did
he
play?
But he was in a band,
dude. He wanted you to ask questions about.
I want to kill the guy. I'd like.
So this isn't the guy that tried to beat you up at the front of Marrickville Metro the other day.
They're different.
They're different people.
Woolworths story.
This was okay. In like December last year. The first one, yeah.
What happened in the one the other day?
The other one in the other day, they're spitting, bashing, calling him a dog cunt.
They called you that?
They called him a dog cunt.
So you're just on the way back from Woolworths with your groceries?
Yeah, on my street as well. Mm. And then so I kind of pick up the pace a little bit once I pass them because I kind of pivot to the right, like to the in the middle of the road away from the footpath just to be away, which I don't think looks like I'm trying to run away.
Well, I reckon with COVID, you've got a bit of plausible deniability there just to, like, keep your distance.
Yeah.
But people are, like, spitting and, like, breaking bottles and stuff. Like, yeah, you...
That was social distancing, not cowardice.
Excuse me, I just want to clarify that this is social distancing, not cowardice. I'm actually quite tough.
It's actually a small but perceptive difference. Exactly. Like you'll find.
Yeah. Calling people yesterday. I mean, like, just at the party before, when I backed away from you, I just wanted to clarify that that was social distancing, not cowardice. Wasn't afraid of you or any of the things you were saying about me or my stupid face or any of the other insults that you were launching in my direction.
I was not terrified.
No, I was not terrified at all. I was just doing what the New South Wales Health Department recommend.
You have every right to do what you did to that guy. Poor bastard. God knows what happened to him, but yeah. Because I didn't check up on it. I was just trying to get out.
Yeah. But so, he could be. Who knows where he is.
Dead. Yeah. I mean, they were so
heck. They were awful to him?
They were just awful people. But we, yeah, and because then I kept walking and then, like, I'd pause my podcast because I wanted to be aware of where they were.
Mm.
And what was so crazy, in a cinematic almost thing, they were, like, close on my tail.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I thought you were still
back.
Can
you feel them?
I could feel it because then I could hear them talking and they're like, he's picking up the pace because the cunt's scared.
Yeah.
That's what they said. That's the line you said to me, which freaked me out.
Yeah.
You heard them yell that behind you.
Yeah.
That's actually a nightmare.
Say that again. Sorry.
Like, the cunt's picking up the pace because you're scared.
Oh, my Lord.
How many of them are there?
Two.
Oof.
But they're brood. Do you know what I mean?
22. In my head, there's 15.
Sounds like there's 15. They said they.
In my head, they're 15.
They have the presence, they have the presence of 15 men.
How old were they? That's a good point, Tom. Mm.
20s, I reckon.
Okay. A bashing age.
Prime bashing time.
Oh, absolutely. To threaten you.
And nothing to lose, kind of like weird, like teardrop tattoo vibe. Mm. You know those people who are like, just totally. Like, fuck, they will kill someone.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw a lot of them in, Glasgow.
Really? Did you see a lot of tears?
Yeah.
So they've yelled that, and what do you do? You just...
I turn around.
This is crazy, because you've got... Most people would sprint, maybe.
Hang on, you didn't turn around. You heard that and immediately turned around?
I turned around after hearing that.
Wow, so that was your level.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was that a superhuman thing? Because you've got all this, like, past history. Your back catalogue is getting disrespected and running being told to go to your room and just getting walked
your
over.
Your record isn't great.
Being like a pathetic person in these
I've
things.
I've got glasses, which is just, like, people pushing in front of me in queues. I started wearing contacts so that it doesn't happen as much. You know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff.
You're the only one in the optometrist with a disrespect issue.
That was a little rude.
I'm getting laser eye surgery because people keep bumping in front of me at laser tag.
Your greeting wasn't warm enough. But yeah.
So for some reason you've turned around.
I've turned around and I was like, what? I was like, what was going on with that? Was that guy friends with you? That was crazy. Like, what? That was insane.
That's genius.
Like, it I acted like, sort of like I didn't even understand what conflicts were.
Yeah.
Like, is he friends with you or something? Like I was real curious about. Like,
is that guy, how you guys mate?
Yeah.
Maybe you love each other.
Yeah, I thought, like, dude, was there a falling out? Like, I was like, that was, like, so I acted really like.
That's good, though, because you're implying that, no judgment.
Yeah.
You're being like.
And anything they had built up in their head about your perception of them was gone because it was like you didn't even think of them.
And there's not much fear in that question.
There was no fear, just...
Did you deliver it well, though?
Did you mean to do it?
I delivered it well, yeah.
Or did it just come out of you?
It was just like... I saw the inevitability of the bashing and the spitting and the glassing in my future.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I could just see it like a vision. I was like, what will happen is I'll speed up and they'll run and then just I'll be like,
And you had a pretty good example of what it looks like as well. You just seen it happen to someone
else. I've seen their earlier work.
Yeah.
Like from the evening. And it was like...
Yeah, and usually when people kind of go through the evening, they don't like reduce the bashings. They kind of
You would get tired.
I suppose
if you bash, there'd be a point where you go, "I'm done for today."
Yeah, tell me about
it. If you're in peak, like let's fucking go. Like,
yeah,
no, totally.
They're keen.
So then the only option is to kind of like get out of it through some sort of like, tricky means.
Weird, like feigned. Naivety type thing.
So you've been like, oh, what's up? This is crazy. What's even going on here?
Yeah, I was like, that's just so crazy. It's just really fun. And then the guy's like, yeah, he's a fucking dog. We'll fucking kill the cunt. We'll fucking kill him. Like,
Who are they talking about now?
About the other guy. The guy that they were just doing stuff with.
Mm.
And I was like, it's just amazing stuff to see. Like,
and you joined it. You were like, he's a dog. Yeah.
He's no good. I heard he didn't even retweet the Black Lives Matter thing. He's no good.
He's not doing the Blackout Tuesday.
I don't like his social media presence either. That guy,
But he seemed no good. He seemed like he was getting bashed. He seemed quite cowardly.
I wonder what mistake he made. He might have tried to run.
He might have tried to like go right back at him.
Mm.
Like he might have gone get the fuck out of my way or something.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? He might have.
I have dreams of saying something like that to someone,
and then getting spat.
Who the fuck are you talking to, or something like that?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking?
I love the way you said, or something like that. Something.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not tied.
Not
to
that
it.
I've thought of, thought about it.
Okay. Other examples of that nature.
Yeah,
but it would imply assertiveness.
Exactly. More about the tone.
Yeah, it is all about the tone. But I've got a few ready to go.
You always imagine the things, and then they're like, "Yeah, thanks."
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the big one is, "Are you looking at me?" That's what people ask.
And well, I mean, in like, movies, well,
now I am because you've asked me a question that I'm not sure of how to respond to.
Please don't.
So, yes, for this period of the interaction. No, from before you asked me the question, although I did see you, I didn't try. I actually made quite a large effort to avoid eye contact with you. And now I'm hoping to not look at you anymore after this because I would like you for you not to cause me any physical harm. Thank you.
Yeah, and then they just bash you.
You wouldn't even get to the end of that. You'd be halfway through and they'd like check their watch and they're like, yeah, get him.
They're calling cousins. They're calling mates.
We've got one. He's more annoying than you could ever imagine.
Oh, my God. This nitpicky fuck is about to die.
They hate eloquence.
And then you just walked away after that.
I know. Well, then there was like, they came up.
Hugged
like,
you.
He was like, hey, high five, brother. Fucking high five. And I was like, look, I can't. I'm immunocompromised.
Of course.
And then he was like, then they followed me to my place.
This is the brilliance, though.
That's awesome.
You incorporating immunocompromised, the risk you ran there is kind of similar. Like, that's kind of a bit too much of a bit fancier word or something can kind of come as a threat to them or something. Like, how, and also you're admitting being weak.
Yeah.
So it was a risk. But by doing it, it's like perfect because it like brings in this context of COVID, and it's like, oh, we're all kind of together, like we're all experiencing
this at home together.
Bad kind of thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think they just ultimately, these guys sound lost and they're looking for something to be part of something bigger.
Like a connection.
Connection. Maybe you've connected with them and you're the first people to treat them in the same level and be like hey guys, we're doing this COVID thing here. Yeah,
exactly. We did connect a little bit.
Did you talk on the walk home?
Yeah, well, then they actually rested their carton on the stoop outside and we had like a yarn.
Carton? What are we talking? Milk?
Coronas.
Oh.
They offer you one?
No, but I should have asked for one.
It would be awesome if
you know what I mean?
Be like, give us a beer, bro.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to bash a guy you just gave a beer.
Absolutely like, then not. That's,
yeah, as soon as you've incorporated yourself into their lives, then they're an idiot if they're bashing you later because it's like, we trusted him.
I always wonder that in movies, you know, when they're like, they're about to murder someone and they invite them up to their hotel and they're like, you want a drink? And they're like, yeah. And they get them a drink. Then they kill them. I'm like, you've wasted a drink.
That's totally.
Alcoholic alert. That is one of the many signs.
And I'm also, like, well, I could have drunk that.
If you've done a favor for someone, you're less likely to kill them.
I think so.
Because you like them more when you do a favor.
Yes.
You know, when you're like, you do a favor, you're like, I like this person kind of because I did a favor for them.
Well, you feel like they owe you something potentially.
You're which, locked, yeah.
Which is like good to have out there in the world, the people that kind of owe you something a little bit. And it makes them feel like a good person.
Well, it's just also human. Once you connect, if you connect with someone on any level, you're less likely to bash them.
Totally. Now, next time I'm going to, like, if I feel like I'm going to be in the middle of getting bashed, because I've never been bashed, and I hope it doesn't happen. But I've also dreamt about it. It does seem inevitable that it's going to happen at some stage. And I feel like I'm just going to ask for a beer at the wrong time.
You're going to take everything you've learned from Rafi.
And just like misapply it. People are going to be like hitting me in the stomach and like, can I get a beer from you? And then point at the
screen. You'll start the fight. You'll go up to them and be like, what's going on?
Give me a beer, fuckhead.
I've got COVID, you
fuckhead. Yeah.
Give me your beer, bitch.
And so that's where it ended. You had a chat with them.
Yeah, then he tried to get a high five again.
And that's where you drew
the
line.
And I said, look, I'm just following the Prime Minister's orders.
Oh, did you say that?
That was a mistake, just the way of saying that.
So it ended on a slightly sour note?
I said, I'm just doing what the Prime Minister said, you know, not weak. And then the other guy actually chided him. He's like, man, he doesn't want a high five.
Oh, that's nice.
So the other guy now is like sort of going, man, just leave him alone with the high five
thing. He was on your, you could have recruited the other guy.
I could have invited him in.
And then go for a bit of a walk. Maybe you run into someone.
You know what would have been awesome?
Yeah.
You invite those two in. You get in there. Then it's the Oxford versus Cambridge woman in there. And then you, and then she asks them. She's like, what do you prefer?
I reckon they're going to end up in your room. That's all I'm saying.
She goes, go to Rathy's room.
He's like, oh, actually, I would prefer if they slept elsewhere because...
Do they want to come to my room? Have you seen these blokes?
It's a bit of an Oxford-Cambridge situation. I'm not really a big fan of either of them. I prefer if they would stay out. I also like, though, that you... Yeah, by establishing weakness by talking about the... I think with that comes power. Like, you only admit... Like, in that kind of, like men when they're in that kind of like, I'm going to bash you thing.
Yeah.
It is all about kind of strength and like you signaled strength by like, or indifference, which is its own kind of strength. But then there's also strength in being like immunocompromised. Like alluding to weakness is also kind of strong.
It's like creating
someone weak would say that.
Totally. But like if you had like a bung ankle or something, you might in that situation be like, oh, like I shouldn't mention it. Like if you were scared, you wouldn't mention it because you didn't want to show weakness. But like confident people reveal weakness.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
It's almost like my weakness is strong. Kind of, like that's exactly. Your strength is like, you're like Nanette. You're like, my ankle.
No, it's pretty similar actually to Nanette.
Yeah. I Nanette'd the fuck out of him.
I don't see it at all.
The comparison?
No,
well, let's just
what do
pop
you mean?
It up on Netflix and see if it's... I'm kidding. It's nothing like that. I hope that he bases a new stand-up show on it and then it expects it to...
It'd be awesome well. You do a very serious... It's funny for 20 minutes and the next half an hour is this long story that's quite dark. You'd have to get bashed for it to be like Nanette.
Yeah, it's simply too happy an ending.
Yeah, because you befriend them and now it sounds like they're kind of your friends.
Not only that, I feel like I tore...
What happened to your voice?
Who's this new voice? Is this the Glasgow guy?
Not only that, but
I don't know about that, mate.
Not only that.
I don't know about it.
I feel like I created a wedge between the two blokes. Now I'm friends with one of the blokes.
For actually taking on his identity.
I am that bloke.
And he's me.
He's me and the other bloke.
Cut to him just getting bashed in his circle of friends.
You don't have to have a bloke. Yeah, that guy seemed like he was the guy that you could turn using you could be like, man, come away from the dark side. You
know what
I
mean?
It's totally. Like when Darth Vader like helps a homeless person or whatever. Like it's like there's glimmers of good.
Absolutely. A mate of mine was, I forget what he did, but I think maybe he was chatting to a girl who, like a scary guy. And this is when we were like 15 or something. Scary guy was like was kind of like dating this girl as well.
They're like, double dating.
Totally.
Double, I mean, just like they're both dating the one person.
Kind of, yeah. And so that's often a reason why like a scary guy will like in a 15-year-old way put a hit out on you or whatever and be like, I've got friends at a school near your school and like I ask people to bash this guy, this friend of mine.
Okay.
So my friend was getting off the train and three guys came over being like, you've been seeing this girl, we're going to bash you now. And it's like, they're all 15.
This is awesome. That never happened at my school.
Right.
I would have loved that to happen.
I feel like it's because you had boys and girls together, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were mixing in.
Exactly. You went to a co-ed school, so everyone just chilled out a little bit. I feel like this is
That's so intense. I would have hated school if it was like that. People putting hits out on each other.
I mean, there was just always a bit of a threat of getting bashed as your teen. That's why I loved when I turned 21, because I'm like, now, like, 15-year-olds on the train aren't going to bash
you. I thought you meant if you were going to get bashed, you'd show them your ID, and you're like, I'm 21, you can't touch me.
You start being less scared of them because, like, teens, as you get older, surely. I'm not worried about getting bashed by a 15-year-old much anymore.
At my school, they used to bully adults at the bus stop.
What school did you went to State High, didn't you, in Brisbane? That's not a rough school, though.
No. It's I didn't go to that school, but...
Oh, didn't you?
In the city. But it wasn't a rough school, but they would still bully. Like, they would go, oh, Scooter fell.
But that's not... I'm not worried about getting, like, called a douchebag.
You're physically worried about your safety.
I'm worried about physically being bashed.
Yeah, they wouldn't bash,
You just can't attack adults because they just know there's more, like, ramifications if you... Whereas you can bash a 15-year-old and then they're not going to tell people. But my point is, my friend got confronted and they were like, we're going to bash you because of this. And then they, like, hit him a few times. Like, how? Not that serious.
Like a punch?
Yeah, just like
to
him
the head?
In the stomach, I think. Yeah, no, stomach. Boom, boom. And he's like, oh. And then he said, and this was the brilliant thing, there were three of them, and one guy was a bit overweight, and my mate, I wouldn't call him overweight, but like, yeah, had...
Everyone's beautiful.
You know, everyone's beautiful, but like, was a bit chubby. And he said, oh, I don't know why, like, you got told that I was seeing her, I think maybe because people tease me because I'm chubby.
Oh, my God.
And then the chubby guy in the three went like, oh, man, that happens to me too. I understand, man. Leave him alone, dudes. And, like, went away. Like, he got out of it by, like, finding the one with the most empathy in the group. And,
did
like,
you go
relating
to
wow.
Did you go to guy. School in an episode of Degrassi Junior High?
Because
that is
insane.
Then he got in, he's like, I'm chubby. And then another chubby kid hugged him, kissed him on the forehead and said, dude, that happens to me as well. Play
I mean,
credits.
It's not my story. I feel like actually maybe what happened is that he said that originally and then kind of semi-won over the chubby dude. And then the other guys that was like, the main guy who was like more keen to do the bashing still needed to get a few in and then went boom, boom, gave him a few punches and then... The chubby guy was like, oh, that'll do. Like, I'd like it not to go much further than that because I empathize with the guy. But it's like using empathy as a tool.
I reckon the guy, the guy, your friend got bashed. The chubby guy probably stepped in and stopped it, felt a little bit of empathy, and then, but didn't say anything. And then 15 years later, was sitting in his lounge room and the thought popped into his head and he thought, I should have helped that guy out more.
So you're saying that my friend's lying got completely ruined?
No, I can't. I mean, they probably just were like pushed him on the ground and said, don't go near that girl, and then walked away.
Oh, and he created a...
Well, it's a better story.
I mean, it is. So you're accusing me
lying? I'm not accusing you of lying. I'm saying you might have bad information. Three 15-year-olds with seemingly... They're not getting paid. They're not professional henchmen.
No, because they get to... In the same way that everyone does anything like that, because they don't really want to, but they want to feel a bit cool. So they don't want to completely bash people. None of them were, like, particularly violent, but they wanted to have the feeling of, like, my mate... who's kind of cool from another school, told me to do this, so they do it. But they didn't really want to do it. They wanted to do it enough where they could tell the other guy that, yeah, we fucking bashed him. But they didn't want to actually...
It's all about reporting back about the cool thing.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted, the feeling of telling the guy who asked them to do it, we did it.
If my friend was like, hey, can you zip around and bash someone? As a 15, I'd be like, no.
Yeah, totally.
Don't draw me into... I'm 15.
I'm Sleepy Joe.
I'm barely alive. I don't understand the rules of the world.
Well, this is another level of self-esteem. That's good that you have that one. You should apply that one to your critique of movies.
if someone was like, you got to bash someone today, I'd be like, I'm too tired. Like,
I'd be like, why have you asked me? This is crazy. Yeah. How many people said no? You know when you get the call up for like a comedy show and you're like, oh, I don't get the sense that I was the first asked, but this is a privilege.
And then your friend tells
asked.
You, they're like, yeah, I turned that down. And you're like, okay.
You're like, okay, that's where I'm at. It's like, if you're asking, I mean, particularly you and me, Rathy, to bash someone, it's like, I think you as the requester just needs to kind of come to terms with the idea that maybe this isn't going to happen because you've kind of reached the end of the line here.
Yeah, totally, absolutely.
Who would you ask in terms of comedians in Australia to bash someone on your behalf?
Like, who would be just kind of...
Who would you go to comedian be to bash someone that's after you or you have beef with?
Like, who would I enlist to do the bashing?
Yes.
And who would get the bashing as well?
Well, you don't have to say who would get the bashing. Yeah. It's probably someone, one of the many people that disrespect you at Woolworths, I imagine.
It wouldn't be a comedian, that's for sure.
They respect you too much.
I just don't want to bash a comedian. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just...
There's a code.
It just feels wrong, yeah.
It feels wrong.
I don't know. No,
who would you get that's a comic, though?
I'd bash a few comedians. Like to see them killed. But no, I...
It's not that he didn't want...
I'm just trying to think who's, like, fucking... Oh, well, I guess Jerry.
McGowan. Oh, Jared McGowan.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He's got the training.
He does have training.
He's got training,
Chris Franklin? Didn't he kill someone?
He did kill someone, yeah. Franklin? He's the guy. He's got to be the guy.
Lawrence Mooney or something.
Oh.
Another good one.
Isn't he good at fighting?
He wanted to. I think he was training for corporate fighter.
Really?
Yeah. But he doesn't work in a corporate environment.
He's just got that.
So they didn't let him in or something? I honestly think that's the story.
Getting kicked out of corporate fighter, not because you're not a fighter, but because you're not corporate enough.
Doesn't work in an office.
It's just like, psychos. Right? Yeah, I'll sign up for corporate fighter.
Apparently you came in and you didn't change out of a suit. Get the fuck out of here.
I want to bash a CFO. I'm ready.
It would be that, like, generation of comedians above.
There were some hard men above
us. Yeah, there's less nerds. Like, you know what I mean? It seemed like more people
who broke
beer bottles and, like,
well, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
A bit more like mic stand to the head kind of thing.
I did think when I started that everyone drank beer on stage. I thought that was a common thing, that everyone was drinking a beer whilst they're on stage. No one does that.
I mean, it was at the time, though. I think you were quite right to think that.
But the thought of me going up with a beer on stage, I did it a few times this year.
Do you think it's pretentious a bit to have like a beer in your hand?
I never get a big enough laugh to have a sip.
Neither do I. Or even water is hard.
Dude, it's so hard.
It's annoying.
It's like the murderous situation. Like, I'm just wasting a beer. It's getting warm.
You got to kill.
How was the show? Oh, it was all right.
I start resenting.
My Cooper's got warm. That's $7 down the drain.
Did you go well? Let's just say my Coopers went more.
Yeah. You just show them the full beer. You have a look. You can make a judgment.
Exactly.
I'm parched, mate.
But then that's why people have the drink, because they enjoy it. Because I feel like when they go to sit, people laugh for longer because people are complicit. People know what you're doing. They know that you need the support.
Yeah. I know a few comedians, though, that will just sit in the silence and have a big gulp while everyone's kind of just like, what do we do? We check our phones or something now?
That's a drinking problem. Can you wait? I know everyone's... literally paid money, quite a lot of money, like per minute, to listen to me use my mouth to communicate ideas, but I'm going to ingest things using that same orifice due to my addiction for quite a big proportion of the 25, time
30 seconds.
Yeah.
But exactly. Sometimes even just water. Like, you can't be...
Totally. And they'll do that like 3-4 times. Let's say that's like 2 minutes total. What's that? That's like 1/30th of the show. That's a refund.
Oh,
too many sips calling the comedy festival. Yeah, didn't mind the show, but I want a refund on the basis that there were too many sips.
It's annoying. There's no like sip time.
There should be.
You want a half time. Like, yeah, to sip. Like an allocated.
I wear a catheter.
And we've.
You wear a catheter.
So I can just piss myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? While I'm on stage.
That's for what you do for the audience.
So you want to lie down.
For a longer set.
They should meet you halfway and give you a 45-second water break.
Yeah.
I guess it is fair because, like, yeah, all sports people get drinks break. Mm. In the cricket, they give everyone a drinks break.
Yeah.
And they're doing less than we're doing up there.
Totally.
Once I saw Adam Hess in Edinburgh and he freaked out and his mouth went dry and he didn't have any water on stage. He was screaming out for his manager to bring him water and we all thought it was kind of part of the show. And then he was like, he had to stop about 3/4 in the way. He's like, seriously, where the fuck is my manager? I need water. Someone bring me. And someone had to bring him a pint of water to drink and he sculled the pint of water and then finished the show.
Sculled it?
Yeah, he drank the whole thing.
So it wasn't a mouth issue. It was a hydration issue.
Well,
so I feel like you'd slosh it around if you needed it in your mouth.
Oh, you know something was happening.
Yeah. That much is clear.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I remember he drank all of it. He was really dehydrated.
People would have thought that was part of the act, too.
I loved
it. Totally.
I thought it was terrific.
Having a 3-course dinner. Being like, Quick, someone bring me the entree. Sorry, guys. Just anyway, what were you saying? I'm just going to eat a garlic bread because I have no respect for you or anyone else.
Wasn't that a show someone did where they ate a full meal?
Oh, probably.
That's a man that's done with comedy.
The confidence to eat on stage is unbelievable. Like, my appetite just disappears.
I don't know. I haven't beforehand. Done a show forever.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What do you, I don't know what it's like up there.
Now
you tell me.
Yeah, all right. You fucking...
You're a working comedian. Yeah, we're stiffs over here.
Last night, I was a witness to... I was at Ground Zero for the second wave last night.
Did anyone bomb? Be honest.
I don't...
You don't have to mention names.
Oh, but they'll work it out by deduction, you know.
No, they won't.
I reckon they work it out from performing during the bomb.
No one did, I don't think.
That's the real deduction.
Oh, you too. As if someone didn't. Well, surely someone didn't get much.
I think you're looking at a pretty positive crowd.
That is true.
There's a lot of leeway in this climate, you know.
Mm. $45, though.
And there's a lot of leeway. Because people think that you're more fucked than you are.
Mm.
Like, I had a guy in Woolworths just go, like another guy, just who I met at like a wedding, was just like, oh, yeah, did you lose? You've lost everything, haven't you? Because I heard about your industry.
I said that to you.
It's all gone, isn't it?
Mm.
I've heard it's all gone. And I'm like, it's all good. He's like, you need any help? Oh, man, that sucks.
But you do need help.
Yeah. But I need still, help.
The goal.
The goal on this fucking block.
Yeah, I need, yeah, but like that.
It's like, do you need help, mate?
Yeah, he's like,
you're clearly not apportioning your funds in the right way. You're buying 7 Pellegrinos,
12 tubs of hummus. You want to get bashed out there?
Exactly.
You can't afford the health insurance at the moment.
I'm worried about your safety.
It's the Wild West out there. You're going to go out with 12 pints of organic hummus into the Glaswegian council.
Let me come home with you.
You're going to get cow punched within minutes. I'll help you. I'll give you a lift home, mate.
They go all.
Calling your toughest friend every time you want to buy hummus to follow you home, like 100 metres behind.
Jared, sure get down here.
Please,
it's
Jared.
It's not pandemic related. You just live in a very dangerous place.
Marrickville.
You live in the ground zero for these riots.
Oh, so
it's a riot every day.
This guy was trying to... offer you money.
But, well, like help in a vague...
Yeah, in a way, just don't take me up on it.
Like yeah. If you did take him up on it, he would have been like...
What kind of help?
Oh, yeah. I've actually got to zip out.
Totally. I've got to move. Now.
Yeah. So. And I need your help, actually. Can you help with that?
It was all talk.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There was also like a weird condescending, like I'm okay, but I'm...
Like he's doing well.
But he thinks I'm more fucked than I am.
Totally.
But actually, not that fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're beaming.
Yeah, like some people are doing better now.
Mm. Have you ever taken
not
anyone
Not you,
up?
But still.
Yeah, not me, but
others. Conceptually, he didn't know that you weren't one of them.
Look,
so.
I forgot to thrive. I wish I'd known you
I
could
simply
thrive.
Forgot to thrive.
Well, people were saying it was the apocalypse when originally, and I just believed it.
Dude, there were two.
I was getting my news off Twitter, and people were like, the world's over. I'm like, oh, I just take it literally. I don't even know people are joking.
Mate, but I think you might have got off 2 days too early, maybe, because then it really swung around where people would be like, this is the time to do all the things you want to do. And then the kind of conversation really shifted.
Was that the second wave of sentiment?
Oh, it was maybe a week in. I remember early on, I went and bought tinned food, frozen food.
Yes.
And it was like, we're bunkering down. This is it. And then all of a sudden it was just like, no, this is a time. Watch all the shows you want to watch. You know, it's like, you know, learn origami.
What sites are you on? That sounds wholesome as hell.
I never got that one.
Just listen. I ring my mum every day.
Exactly. Yeah, there was this other vibe and it said, you know, eat healthy, take care of yourself, I love you.
Yeah, that's exactly what
Why
I
don't
did.
You visit more? Things like that really came through in that second wave.
I missed all that one.
I did then hate a lot of people were like, don't beat yourself up if you're putting on weight you're not doing anything. And I'm
it's
like,
annoying.
Don't let everyone off the hook.
Don't beat yourself up. There's people totally. Out the front of Woolworths that will do that for you.
Don't beat yourself up. There's a bloke outside waiting for you, mate. Because you're buying weird shit. Your palate's to evolve.
Exactly. Getting bashed because of your palate?
You're getting kicked in the head. Your palate's too good, mate. That you did this.
You've got an oligarch's palate. I'm going to hurt you. Yeah.
It's not my fault I was eating... Just right, just grains at the age of 11.
Is it just because it's
simply moved on from Cocoa Pops to justify every purpose?
Is it because it's grass fed? Fuck. Okay. Totally. Yeah, and also when people are like, in these unprecedented times, like to write that sentence as a journo or a writer, don't they know that every other article uses it? Wouldn't you just go, look, I'll try another phrase then in these unprecedented, because I've seen that in like every article.
I saw a tweet went very big and it said, I miss precedented times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Is precedented a...
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay.
No.
I think therein lies the humour.
I mean, I didn't say it was funny or interesting. It just went big.
But no, totally.
Do you think they'll be able to make movies anymore?
Well, there's going to be a bit of a production shut down, so there'll be a bit of a lag time till they get it going.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I should have. I mean, like, okay. I know what you mean.
But I know what you mean.
I'm saying.
Well, like, I don't know what I
mean. Is the world too cinematic for even? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think we'll see a different. Different genres emerge. I reckon you put your money on Contagion 2.
Yeah.
I
reckon animated movies are going to be a bit more prominent, like things that take you out of
I think it'll go back to normal. It's like we saw Black Lives Matter happen and then everyone just forgot in a heartbeat that COVID was even happening. We're fine. Like, it'll be fine. In 3 months, there's going to be another thing going on.
I like your angle that it'll be like this weird thing that people won't remember.
People will remember, but it's just not going to hang over us in this dark cloud.
That's what
people think
my
it
head
is.
Up is the hangover. Like, there would always be like this weird thing where you have to zoom
in. And I think for the rest of our lives now, every 3 months, there's going to be something horrific happening that captures everyone's attention.
See, this is the trouble. This take started off so optimistic, but it's actually very
it's very,
very
dark. And it changes, it shifts.
So my you're saying it's, like, it's like wrestling where a crisis just tags in and another one tags
in. That's exactly totally. It. We're in bushfires to COVID. Mm. We're into Black Lives Matter.
What's
Can
next?
We have a break?
Rat.
Please.
Even though I've been
please,
I
would like
please,
a
I would,
back.
Even I would just like to have a sleep.
I don't want to have to borrow money off the guy in aisle three.
So let's sit at home and drink San Pellegrino.
There's been some rioting outside and I was just getting used to quarantine.
Exactly. Can we keep it going a little bit more?
Just like to have a holiday.
On holiday. This is our lives on holiday.